It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Today marks the beginning of the traditional Chinese New Year. Over the weekend, Essential Pittsburgh assistant producer Katie Blackley caught up with members of the Asian community in Pittsburgh to see how they're celebrating the holiday.
On the second new moon after each winter solstice, the Chinese community celebrates the Lunar New Year. Traditional dance and song, as well as decorations and costumes, are elemental to the holiday festivities. Based on the 12-year Chinese zodiac rotation, 2016 will be the year of the Red Fire Monkey. To celebrate the occasion, we've traveled to Pittsburgh's Squirrel Hill neighborhood to sit down with Squirrel Hill Urban Coalition Executive Director Marian Lian. It's here where the Chinese community and several other cultural groups are coming together to kick off the two-week celebration with song, dance, and even some martial arts. Marian Lian, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. I am privileged to be here today, Katie.
Let's start off by having you set the scene for this kickoff celebration. What are some traditional ways to celebrate the Chinese New Year?
Well, you know, family is the essential ingredient to a Chinese or Lunar New Year celebration. And of course, we know that over 4,000 years ago, Chinese New Year began. Of course, as the Chinese diaspora leaves China and goes around the world, some of those traditions had to change just a bit. So instead of having to travel home, which, by the way, you will see in mass human migration numbers across China in the next couple days, many are trying to get home for this special occasion. Since those who've immigrated here to the United States and those who have stayed on in generations here and call America home are not able to travel this distance back to the homeland of China, they have elected to celebrate this great day. Well, actually it's 15 days because it's 2 weeks worth of great festivities. And they do so with their neighborhood associations, their community groups, and so basically their new family, so to speak.
So how is the community here in Pittsburgh celebrating this year?
Oh, we're so very lucky. Traditionally, as I just mentioned, many of the organizations, the Chinese organizations, have galas and dinners that they put on for each other. This is the first time, and it's unprecedented for so many community organizations to come together to jointly invite all of Pittsburgh to see these gala celebrations.
Do you want to talk a little bit about some of the events that'll be happening over the next couple weeks?
Absolutely. So today, we are kicking off with a live stage performance at the JCC Squirrel Hill. We are starting with the Pittsburgh Chinese School Choir. We have martial arts from our very own Um Young Do, Korean Traditional Martial Arts School. We have dance and lion dance teams showing off their acrobatic abilities. We also have the diversity of Thai dancers from Silk Elephant and some music played on live musical instruments, including Eileen Chen on her guzheng instrument.
As mentioned before, in the 12-year cycle of the Chinese zodiac, this is the year of the monkey. What are some of the characteristics of this sign?
Ah, those who are born in the year of the monkey are intelligent, inquisitive, and just a little mischievous.
Chinese New Year is associated with many myths and traditions. You've talked about a few of them. What are some that maybe promote good fortune for the new year?
Ah, well, so we're talking about the second favorite thing of the Chinese community, and that's good eats. So For many families, on New Year's Eve, we get together to make dumplings. So those are the yummy, sometimes pork and chives, or actually every family has their own secret recipe and carried on for generations. I do too. And so we get together to make these dumplings together as a family, primarily because just the idea of making is a gathering of family, but the name dumplings also means to connect, that is connecting the old year to the new year. And the shapes of the dumplings, of course, represent the gold ingots that the Chinese used to use for money.
Huh. So what actions may invoke some bad luck?
You must have already cleaned out your kitchen and home, or the kitchen gods will be unhappy if you should be sweeping away on the day of New Year's and thereafter. So in other words, you'd be sweeping away all the good fortune that may have been falling on you at this time. You don't want to carry scissors because that would be cutting any good fortune coming your way as well.
So do people make resolutions on Chinese New Year kind of like they do on the January 1st New Year?
Well, it's not so much that we have Western ideas of New Year's resolutions so much as it is a time to make sure we clear up old debts. Hmm. And so the idea that you want to go into the new year debt-free.
So I'm curious about your own background. Did you grow up here in Pittsburgh, and how did you get to where you are now?
No, I'm not as lucky to have grown up here in Pittsburgh, but I am a transplant myself. My background is that I am Taiwanese American, and I came over when I was a wee little thing. And so we call individuals like myself a 1.5 Jenners, and that is because we have already started dreaming in English, much to our parents' chagrin.
How robust is the Chinese and Asian community here in Pittsburgh?
Mm-hmm. So this past Tuesday, we were very fortunate to have Councilman O'Connor sponsor a proclamation declaring the start and end of Lunar New Year, Year of the Monkey here in Squirrel Hill, and also a mayoral proclamation declaring February 6th as the Chinese American Day. Katie, I'm very excited about these two proclamations primarily because the Chinese diaspora has been here in Pittsburgh region for over 100 years. And so to have this recognition, to have this affirmation, is something that we're all very proud of as a Chinese community. And so what we hope to do by inviting the rest of Pittsburgh to this party that we're having for the next 2 weeks is so that you will get to see how valuable this Chinese community is to the rest of our community, and vice versa. In the last 10 years, we've seen an exponential growth in the Asian population here in the Pittsburgh region. What we're starting to see is, just for example, right here in Squirrel Hill, right in the Alderdice High School on Sundays, if you ever are around between the hours of 2:30 and 5, you will see very vigilant parents bringing their children over for Mandarin classes, Mandarin language classes, and cultural studies classes. I should know because my own 16-year-old had to attend for several years.
What are some of the challenges that Asian immigrants face when they move to Pittsburgh, or next generation family members living here?
Yeah, that's a really good question. And so I would say to you, we are much better off than those who've come before us. And I would say, in fact, those who came 20, 30 years ago didn't have the luxury of the five, you know, Asian grocery stores that we have here. In fact, there's one just down the street from where I live. Who would have thought that I'd be able to walk to one? We are also very, very lucky because not only do we have really good and delicious restaurants, Asian restaurants here, right here in Squirrel Hill, but quite a few of them are now on the national map for their authentic and delicious dishes that are out there.
So you mentioned that the festivities are going to last about 2 weeks.
Yeah.
What happens to end that? What is the end festivity? And for our listeners that might be interested in participating in any of these, what are some things that happen within those 2 weeks?
So because we have two bookends, two big pieces, I will now tell you the end first, and that is the Lunar New Year Parade that will happen on the 21st. That's a Sunday, and Murray Avenue will be closed from Douglas Street and going all the way up to Darlington right before Forbes Avenue. We anticipate marching bands directed by our very own Korean American Brian Lee. So he's a favorite of Alder Dice. And we also have some Native daughters and sons of Pittsburgh. So Dr. Freddie Fu will be our grand marshal. And Deborah Lamb, who is the chief administrator of technology and innovation for the mayor's office. And so, and then in between, we're going to be featuring the talented Chinese youth of the city. But traditionally speaking, the 15 days ends with a lantern festival, and that's when children come out with their beautiful lanterns and they light the way for the new year to be. So that's what we hope to do. In between now, these two bookends, we have the Asian Eats Passport program here. There are participating restaurants in Squirrel Hill that are offering 10% discounts for you to come in and try out the diversity of Asian cuisine here. There is also some events that's being held over our Carnegie Library here in Squirrel Hill, and I believe over the Oakland Library as well. So check our website, and you'll be able to get all the specifics there.
Well, Marion, thank you so much for being with us. I was wondering if you could maybe say goodbye in Mandarin or say Happy New Year in Mandarin.
Oh, I will try to say it in two languages for you, because there are actually such a diversity of groups, cultural groups within China, and of course the diaspora around the world, the Chinese diaspora around the world. So, Gong Hei Fat Choi, as well as Xin Nian Kuai Le, to everyone out there, and come out and enjoy Chinese New Year with us.